Welcome to Radio Mojo Plus, brought to you by Pyology Pizzeria and by Southern Glaciers Wines and Spirits, proud supporters of the food and beverage industry in Hawaii.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Mojo Plus. I'm Jo McGarry, plus Bobby Curran, here to bring you the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii, and a bigger and bigger and bigger bit of sports thrown in as these weeks have gone on. Lots of food and wine to talk about, obviously, this morning, because we are in our favorite food and wine season. And for some reason, I think this year people are embracing the holidays like never before. I mean, is it just me, or does it feel like Christmas trees went up December 1st? Lights are on everywhere. It's like people are saying, come on, bring on the holidays, bring on the good cheer.
Well, I just think people have been missing sort of the whole spirit of the deal, and they're trying to now, you know, kind of ramp up. I get it.
We need something to look forward to. I think that's it, too. Yeah. It's like such a wonderful time of the year. So we're gonna talk some restaurants. We're going to talk food. We're going to remind you about some fantastic wines that Chris Romalbo was chatting with us about the week before Thanksgiving, and I went out and tried them, and oh boy, he just makes the best recommendations. So we have some really spectacular wines and champagnes to recommend if you missed them when we were talking about them a few weeks ago, because they will do just as well for your Christmas holiday table as they did for Thanksgiving. We trust you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Everyone I spoke to seemed to appreciate the fact that Thanksgiving was actually smaller and more small family orientated, and I think that's really a nice thing as well. But I wanted to ask you before we get into chatting with our first guest this morning, Bobby. So is it like, from my sort of observational post on the outskirts of sports, which I think that's a very good description.
Well put.
It seems like there's turmoil. I mean, it seems like there's just, you don't know what's going to be happening even tomorrow. Does it feel like that to you guys?
Well, a little bit. And I think it was sort of encapsulated with what happened with the San Jose State game. I mean, I can't even tell you the number of logistical things that had to be accomplished to not only cancel, I mean, hotel reservations, charter flights. I mean, there was a lot that had to happen to make this cancellation first take place, and then to rebook for San Jose State to come here. I mean, it was complicated. It took the cooperation of a lot of different, not just businesses, but it was businesses, as well as people at the university level. So it was quite complex. And we saw this going on to holiday basketball tournaments, teams dropping out, others replaced on 24 hours notice. I mean, it's been crazy.
So it's almost like sports is like a microcosm of what's happening to business across the entire world. Just from that small change University of Hawaii had to make, you can see all the elements that have a domino effect when something stops, like when a restaurant closes or when a retail store shuts down, or
sure,
when a school is closed down. There's just domino effects all the way through. And I think our human spirit, we deserve to give ourselves a pat on the back, because adapting to all of that over the past 9 or 10 months has been really phenomenal. And I think when you're right in the middle of it, you have no choice but let's do it. Let's just go on and focus on it. And I think what has been hardest and most challenging, especially in the food industry, is the fact that they're a little bit like sports right now. They don't know what's happening from one day to the next. Everyone's trying to come up with different ideas and different menus. And, you know, we were at Murphy's last night for dinner, which was really fun and just fantastic food. And if you want to go to a restaurant that's embodying the spirit of Christmas, I would say you have to make a stop in at Murphy's. It's just beautiful. Marion does an incredible job decorating. But even there, you know, in the midst of trying to keep everything going and trying to do the takeout and trying to still do charity, they're coming up with something special for Christmas Eve, something special for New Year's, something that people can come in and take out and take home, never having done that before. I mean, Don Murphy's never created a Christmas Eve to-go dinner right. before, but there he is late at night working on something, you know, with a gorgeous lobster. And, you know, to me, it's just everywhere you go, we're just seeing signs of the human spirit and the fact that it really is resilient and that we can get through these things.
Which is, I think, grounds for optimism for the human race, kind of, when you think of it in a broad context.
A broad sense.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, that's really been, it's been really kind of reifying.
Another thing that I wanted to say, which I think, too, is just a very good feeling, good kind of spirit thing to do if you want to take your kids somewhere wild this weekend, is we went last night, we ventured off for a trip to the Halemanu Christmas tree farm to pick our own Christmas tree and have it, you know, forested for us and brought home. And I think, too, there's another example of just of a family local business that started with a vision. You know, the owners wanted to create a place where local families could come and give the kids the experience of walking through a forest and picking a tree. And I think it's phenomenal. I think if you haven't been before to the Christmas tree farm at Halemanu, you need to get there in the next few days because it looked to us that the trees were going fast and there's thousands of trees. But I don't know. Wouldn't you agree? Like, if you have little kids, that's just like
a
magical
no, it's
sort
a cool
of thing.
Thing.
Very cool.
And the kids will really like it because they have these, they all seem to be with different color handles, the same kind of saws. They're not that big.
Uh-huh.
And these guys cut down a Christmas tree in like a minute.
Yeah.
It's really quite something. And then it's packed up and, you know, put through the little machine that kind of puts the netting over it and the whole deal and put on your car.
That Finn used to always want to get into when he was little.
Yeah.
But several times I had to pull him halfway out from that netting machine because he fancied himself all strapped up, put on the back of the top of the car. Anyway, and a sort of a Christmas activity that you might want to do if you're looking to get your kids out in the open air. And of course, it's just lovely and cool up there. It's the most Christmassy feeling place. And not that they need our endorsement for their support, because everybody who is a big fan of the Halemanu Christmas tree farm already knows it's kind of the best, not best kept secret in town, I think, at this point. But if you haven't been, and if this is the first time that you're hearing about them, it's well worth the trip to go up there and get your locally grown Christmas tree, which will last you for a really long time. Well, this morning, I would like to add some Christmas cheer to you guys this week and next week. And so we haven't done this for quite a long time, but what we're going to do today is we've got a gift certificate we want to put into your Christmas stocking. It's for $50. It's to DK Restaurant Group. So that is the restaurant group that comprises Vino, Sansei Hawaii, and DK Steakhouse. So a $50 gift certificate to there is really a wonderful thing, and we're going to give that away this morning to one of you. If you can get on the air with us, if you have a question or a comment, you can go ahead and give us a call at 296-1420. But we realize a lot of you are busy running around, so you can either text at 296-1420 and say, put me in the drawing, or give us a call at 296-1420 if you have a question or a comment. Your chances of winning will be equal. We'll have Tiff draw somebody at the end of the morning, and we'll get your gift certificate off in the mail to you today. So I thought that'd be a nice thing to do this
sure.
morning. So 296-1420 is the number to call. If you have questions or comments this morning, we would love to hear from you. Bobby, later on this morning, we're having a guest on the show with us, Niall Dreiling. He is the co-owner of Holy Grail Donuts. They are a very well-known donuts company on the Garden Isle, but they recently opened in Kaka'ako while waiting to open their store, which will be completed sometime in the new year. They have this fabulous yellow food truck that pops up at Ward, at the Ward Center at Kaka'ako, 3 or 4 days a week. It might even be up to 5 by now. And you can find them easily by long lines that tape around in front of the former Pa'ina Cafe all the way along there at Ward Village. They've been there since the middle of August, I think, and people absolutely love them. So we're going to be talking to Niall later on this morning about Holy Grail. These are donuts with a difference. It's their business is plant-based. The donuts are taro-based. The drinks are plant-based. It's really an incredible, sustainable company, and I think you're going to love hearing what Niall has to say about how this company started up and where they're going. It just shows you that there's just such a demand for plant-based foods served and created by people who really care about the community and the earth that we're all on. So that's going to be fun coming up. And it sort of got me thinking about Kaka'ako this morning, because despite all the things that have been happening since March to the food and beverage industry, there are people who have opened and who are doing great. And I know we've mentioned this particular restaurant before, Istanbul, but what I wanted to do was give you an idea of some of the incredible dishes that they are now serving as takeout. Now, it took a while for them to get organized, as you can imagine, because it is really quite difficult for people to get takeout. It's not that simple. I mean, if you think of the cost, the containers, just how does food look when it's shoveled around in your car? All of those things have to be considered before you do takeout. But the owner, Ahu Hetma, has managed to do it. She's got a fantastic takeout menu that you can find online. And if you go to the website, Istanbul Hawaii, you're going to find the rest of the menu. But I wanted to give you just a couple of ideas. First of all, the pictures are lovely. And if you think of Mediterranean food, you already know you're thinking of healthful, colorful, generally light food. This is handmade to the extreme. Ahu's mum is in the kitchen, and she literally is making every day some incredible things, including a metze platter that's really, really popular, that she makes everything on it, including the hummus, water borek, baba ganoush, paneer and kapoots, pizza. Every single thing is made by hand and just beautiful. One of my favorite little dishes on that platter is a watermelon and feta cheese with some olives drizzled with a beautiful, beautiful balsamic. It really is gorgeous. So if you're looking for something different for takeout and you are committed to supporting our local restaurants and you haven't yet tried Istanbul, go to their website, istanbulhawaii.com. They do pickup and delivery from 5 o'clock in the evening, so you can order online and get ready to go pick up dinner, and I promise you won't be disappointed. They're just some beautiful, from sort of hearty homemade moussakas to lamb tenderloin, which is grass-fed Kohala lamb, no less. I mean, all local, as much as possible. Even in their doner kebabs and their chicken kebabs, they're using everything. I mean, even in their itzmir kofte, which is a very famous beef dish, they're using Kohala beef, and or if they can't get that, USDA prime beef in that, so it's high quality. So I think you guys will love it. IstanbulHawaii.com, go check them out. And that was our little focus on Kaka'ako. And we'll be talking more about Kaka'ako later this morning when we talk to Niall Drilling from Holy Grail, and you are going to love to hear him talk about his passion. We're going to go and take a very short break. When we come back, we are going to talk again about the National Commercial Rent Survey. Ryan Tanaka is going to join us to follow up on where he's come with this since the start of it several months ago. It's the inaugural commercial rent survey, so it's now a national rent survey. He's partnered up with a company in Seattle, the Center for Housing Economics, and together they have launched on December 1st the survey. We're going to tell you more about that and how it's going to affect local business too, and how you can have your say as well. There's a website. We're going to give you the address for that. And if you have anything that you'd like to input about your rent and how you're doing and how your business is doing, we're going to tell you how to do that in just a bit. So we're going to go for a short break. Stay with us. You're listening to Radio Mojo Plus. Welcome back to Radio Mojo Plus. I'm Jo McGarry. Thanks so much for being with us on this lovely Thursday morning in December. If you want to know more about our work with restaurants, then please go check out our website mojomagari.com, and you can see some of the restaurants we work with and the kind of things we do when we're not chatting with you on the radio. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Niall Dreeling of Holy Grail Donuts. I can't wait for that conversation. But right now, on December 1st, the inaugural National Commercial Rent Survey was launched. It's going to run through December 18th, and this is in an effort to continue gathering information on the direct impacts of COVID-19 on businesses all across the country. The results are going to be shared in January, and the study is an expansion of the Hawaii Commercial Rent Survey that was started several months ago. It's now reached the mainland in partnership with Seattle-based Center for Housing Economics and led, of course, by Ryan Tanaka, who's the president of Island Business Management. He's also a co-owner of Giovanni Pastrami in Waikiki. And he's here this morning to chat with us about what an incredible effort this has been and how it's forging forward. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Hi, Joe. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What incredible work you have done since the first rent survey that you guys started locally here in Hawaii. This is now a national deal. Tell us about how that journey's been and where we are right now.
Sure. You know, this has been a tremendous team effort, and it's not just myself. There are numerous partner organizations, and we also have support from our chief state economist and the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. But, Joe, the Hawaii Commercial Rent Survey is to better understand the economic impact from government-imposed restrictions. We've been looking around the state, and we see that many people are struggling, and their struggle continues. And this all ties back to the commercial landlord-tenant relationship, which you and I discussed a few months ago on your show. And we know there's going to be a downward spiral if something happens to our small businesses. So in our efforts, we found that commercial rent relief would address what's currently the most pressing need facing our local economy, which is to keep businesses in place so our friends and neighbors all have a job to return to.
So one of the things that was always a big concern right from March, when we realized that a lot of businesses would not be able to pay rent, was that, or certainly the impression we were getting, was that landlords didn't really know how it was going to play out. So the landlords, for example, were offering rent relief that was going to be paid back, say, in December or January of 2021. And even then, Ryan, we could see, how is that going to be possible if the pandemic recovers? Getting information from these businesses is absolutely critical, isn't it? So that you guys can have a true picture of how are businesses looking currently, what are their projections, and will they in fact need more rent relief January, February, March of next year? The information is vital, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you don't mind me sharing some of the results of the first two surveys, we all have someone, Joe, that we care about who has been impacted by the pandemic. And certainly, if you're a business owner, you have a landowner who, like you said, really didn't have visibility into the summer when all this started. So we began our first survey in June and our second survey in September, and the results are sobering. The business outlook is grim at best. Right now, over 80% expect revenue to decrease this year and next year. And we broke the survey into two time periods. So during the first six-month period, from March to September, we found that 40% have not paid rent in full, and 1 in 10 businesses have not paid rent at all. And this isn't because they didn't want to. They didn't have the cash flow and the cash reserve to make those rent payments. So then we moved to the second forecast period from October to December. We found that 1 in 4 businesses, a whopping 25%, expect to miss full rent, total rent, base rent, and CAM from now to the rest of the year, which this was taken in September. So this is, you know, October, November, and December. We also learned, Joe, that a staggering only 5% were able to restructure their lease, and only 11% received rent reductions from their landlords. So going back to your point that, you know, what's happening with the landlord-tenant dialogue, we're talking about rent restructuring because this is what will allow businesses and landlords to set new expectations on both the past as well as going forward.
That's such an important statement. Rent restructuring is absolutely the key to the survival of business. I think what a lot of people who might be listening to this and thinking, well, why is it important that we know what people, where they are with their rents? It's critical, because when one business closes, especially in the case of a restaurant, as you know very well, Ryan, the cost of the closure of that business to the restaurant and its staff and their families, and to the landlord, who then has to find a replacement and pay a lot of money to redo the restaurant and rebuild it or help rebuild it, is phenomenal. In some cases, an empty restaurant can cost $1 million to a landlord over the period of 12 months if it's empty, in terms of TI and rebuilding and marketing. They're phenomenal numbers. So what? Obviously, the next question is, we know the result of this is that we want to find out how much financial aid businesses need. Where are you taking the survey when you're done, and how much do you think we need?
Great questions. So before we get to, actually, let's start with that. We plan to take the results at this point straight to Congress so they can keep commercial rent relief as a top priority and be sure to include it in the next round of fiscal stimulus, which is currently in discussions. You know, there's a chain effect. If you're able to help landlords with commercial rent relief, they can pass that benefit on, and hopefully more, to keep the tenants open, who can thereby keep their employees working. So do you see the chain effect? The economy can continue to be stimulated, and this will expedite the economic recovery. In terms of the dollar amount, the first two surveys showed unpaid commercial rent of approximately $60 million per month. It's already been 9 months into the pandemic, and sources say we're only halfway through. So this is actually a billion-dollar problem. And the dollar amount needed increases as time passes because the situation is continually getting worse. So to start with, we believe about $150 million would be appropriate. That amount of money would be able to subsidize about 5,000 businesses with full rent for 2 to 3 months. Now you're able to support somewhere between 40 to 80,000 employees, and there would be a domino effect to improving the economy, because this means more tax revenue for the state and counties, so that's going to prop up the government budget.
Exactly, because this is not just money that's being handed out. This is money that's being going to work. This money goes to work for landlords. It goes to work for the business owners. It goes to work for their employees. It's making the most use of a dollar, I think, that you possibly can, which makes it crucial. If you are a small business owner in Hawaii today, you have until December 18th to go and complete the survey, because Ryan and his team nationally now want a picture of what's truly going on in the economy so that it can be fixed. Ryan, what kind of reaction are you getting from lawmakers? Are they taking on board the numbers that you're showing them? Are they realizing that this is a very effective way of getting a clear picture of the economy?
They are, which has been comforting. We took the hard data from the first two surveys and we presented it to state and county lawmakers, but there wasn't enough federal CARES money left to do anything really to solve the entire problem. They did start with the Small Business Relief and Recovery Fund, which got about halfway there. And so that has been helping. We've been in discussions with Mayor-elect Blangiardi, and with his business background, he understands the urgency and the need to address commercial rent relief. We also received support from City Council. As you recall, back in July, back in September, we talked about Resolution 20-208, which urges city administration to establish a commercial landlord-tenant grant program. So that was voted for on September 9, and we received unanimous support from City Council. So now we're presenting to the newly elected City Council members to bring them up to speed on the issue. And on the state level, we met with Governor Ige. There's a lot of competition for the federal CARES Act money, so he was only able to allocate about $5 to $10 million, which really isn't enough to make a meaningful difference. So for now, we're waiting until more funding is available.
We're talking with Ryan Tanaka. He's the president of Island Business Management, and he is also the co-founder of the National Commercial Rent Survey. Let's take off your business consulting hat for a second and let's put on your co-owner of a restaurant hat. I'm not sure which one is the more pleasant to wear at the moment. But as the co-owner of Giovanni Pastrami, you're seeing it from the restaurant side as well. How is it for you? I mean, you're in Waikiki. You're in the heart of the Depression. You're in the place where the tourists just disappeared from. How are things for you guys?
You know, at Giovanni Pastrami, COVID-19 put us in a really tough situation. A group of us bought a restaurant at the end of January, actually, this year. And our prominent Waikiki landlord keeps foot traffic counts, and they said through February and even into March, the numbers in the area were as strong as they were the previous year. So our service and food quality standards were and continue to be very high, but numbers were dropping. We began to realize foreign travel really slowed down. And then by the middle of March, we had our first government shutdown. So we were forced to close, and then we faced the cost to reopen and to stay open during the summer. No matter what we did, we were at half capacity at best. And then there was a second shutdown, and we were forced to close for a second time. We reopened immediately after the shutdown was lifted. And during that time, we purchased PPE, we trained our staff, we added rigorous social distancing measures, and we increased our sanitation procedures. And now we're back to being open daily to serve our customers.
Waikiki seems like some parts of it are a little busy. There's still a lot of it that's just incredibly quiet. How are you, what kind of response are you getting from tourists? Are you seeing business upticking? Are you getting local business? What's the picture down there?
We actually have been getting a lot of support from both the local market as well as from tourists. So surprisingly, you know, think about your own experience during the last 9 months. Walk on Kalakaua, Ko'olina, go to any shopping center. There is still little to no foot traffic, and we actually expect that situation to start to gradually get better. But then, you know, there's this new travel restriction that requires a negative test in hand upon arrival. So that's what's been kind of holding us back. There's these strong headwinds, and businesses continue to suffer and fight to stay alive on a daily basis. At Giovanni Pastrami, we still are doing our best to provide a great place to safely watch your favorite NFL and college football games. We now show all of the UFC fights, so we brought in a lot of people, you know, to watch those fights. We also bring in local musicians that play live music on Wednesday and Sunday nights, and they have their own following. So, you know, they've been very supportive, and they've brought in their, you know, their own customers and their own fans. Also, our executive chef does a fantastic job on our menu, which you can see on our website at giovannipastrami.com. And Chef Royce is constantly introducing delicious specials. We have new operating hours. We're open Monday through Friday from 4:30 till 10 p.m. On Saturdays and Sundays, we're open early for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with free parking for 3 hours at the Wyndham Hotel. We also offer curbside pickup and third-party delivery in the Honolulu area. And Joe, I should also mention that later this month, Giovanni Pastrami is proud to be part of ESPN's Countdown to 2021. So, you know, we are continuing to do what we can, just like everybody else.
I think that countdown to 2021 can't come fast enough for most of us. I think on New Year's Eve of this year, there will be the loudest firecrackers ever heard around the Pacific, don't you think? It really is going to be amazing. Ryan, I know, I'll just want to ask you the last question before we give people the address for the survey, because we really, really do want people to go online and participate in this so you can get as much information as possible. But for a lot of us, like in my work with restaurants, every day I'm hearing how restaurants are managing the challenges. And I fear that the next few months after the holidays are going to be the most challenging. From a business advisory point of view, from your clients, what are you hearing? Is it more optimistic than pessimistic, or are you hearing that people are just hanging on, some of them?
Well, if I could answer your question in two parts. So first, just looking at, you know, this 40% of the market that's disproportionately impacted, if our two surveys, Joe, our two surveys here in Hawaii are any indication, then this is a national problem. There's a strong need for commercial rent relief across the country, and we need to help support this major part of the U.S. economy. So we can use national survey data to isolate the need to a specific population and determine which businesses have priority. When it comes to my clients, they've been very fortunate through COVID-19. They're part of the market that have remained relatively resilient to the pandemic, at least for now. So I understand when some people, you know, are saying, are you sure commercial rent relief is the top priority? Because for a large part of the market, maybe there's other priorities. At the same time, the economic crisis hasn't fully taken effect. Every report shows tourism won't recover until deep into 2022. So while maybe my clients and many businesses are doing fine today, our survey shows that 4 in 10 businesses, like that 40% that have been disproportionately impacted, are sectors that have a physical storefront, and they rely on consumers physically walking in and buying something. This includes restaurants, retail, entertainment, hospitality, and all of their supply chain. These are the sectors that have been jolted. And, you know, businesses like Giovanni Pastrami and the restaurants that you consult with, you know, they've been forced to close multiple times. So these businesses are at a make or break point. And we have businesses leaving the market and going belly up. So we're trying to make a strong case for how commercial rent relief is necessary to keep these parts of the economy alive. We can direct federal funding to the hardest hit areas. Basically, with no help, these businesses will be gone and they aren't coming back. And we're reading about new businesses in the paper every day. What happens is unemployment then goes up and tax revenue goes down.
It's a possibly grim situation, but there are opportunities for you to help yourselves. Go online. Ryan, give us the web address, give us the links, give us all the information we need so people can go and fill in their own information today.
Okay. Well, the first two survey reports can be found on my website at ibmhawaii.com. The survey link is not there. It's just a SurveyMonkey link. So that link, Joe, I'll send to you, and maybe you can post that sometime today on RadioMojoHawaii.com. Did I get that correct?
Will do. Okay, sounds perfect. We'll do that. Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time to explain all of this to us, for all the hard work you and your group are doing, and we're just really hopeful that it's going to be heard and read and acted upon in the new year. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Bye.
We are going to go and take a really short break. Stay with us. You're listening to Radio Mojo Plus. Welcome back to Radio Mojo Plus. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Thursday morning. You probably all know me well enough by now, if you've been listening for a long time, is the colder the weather gets, the happier I get. There's nothing I like more than waking up and looking at the weather and knowing it might be low 70s, even a 60-ish in there, and I'm super happy. So very happy person this morning to be a little tiny bit chilly, although I can tell you there's no sympathy. If I text any of my friends in Scotland or even my friends in Spain and tell them, oh, I'm so happy this morning, it's like 72 degrees, I get nothing but disgust back in return. So I've stopped doing that because they're all shivering in the ones and twos at the moment, or the tens at least. Now, I mentioned earlier this morning that over in Kaka'ako, since August, there's been a lot of excitement about a beautiful, bright yellow food truck that appeared at Ward, serving the famous Holy Grail donuts. And the co-owner of Holy Grail, Niall Drayling, is joining us this morning. Hello, Niall. How are you?
So good. How about yourself, Joe? Good to hear you.
I'm doing great. It's so nice to have you finally on the air with us. It's been a really busy time for you since you decided to make the journey across to Oahu and open up. How are things going? How are people? I know they're loving you because those lines are there all the time.
Yeah, things are going fantastic. And I was going to say nothing goes better with this cold weather than a nice hot taro donut, which we're serving up 6 days a week. Tuesday through Sunday. So things have been great. We've expanded our hours. We used to initially just be kind of a weekend pop-up, and now we're operating nearly full-time, and we're able to get those lines down quite a bit. So you can actually order online and come pick up a donut without any wait time.
Niall, there's no, it's no surprise to people. I've been saying this for months now, but donuts are recession proof. It's, if you're happy, you want to eat donuts. If you're really depressed and sad, you want to eat donuts. There's like, there's proof, scientific proof that donuts really work in any situation. But your donuts are different. Can you tell us about the philosophy behind Holy Grail? I think people are going to love your story.
Absolutely. Well, my sister and I crafted this brand years ago, and our philosophy with these donuts was to kind of have them mean a little bit more than just some batter and oil. We essentially want to encapsulate Hawaii in a donut. So we actually take fresh taro and incorporate that into our proprietary dough, and we then fry that dough into organic coconut oil made to order, and then we garnish these donuts with rotating seasonal local flavors, which we partner with local farmers to create. So we have over 60 flavors that we've done so far, and we rotate them every single week just upon whatever's available.
How long did it take you to come up with, because I know when people are experimenting with an idea, and especially something that's different like this, how long did it take you to make a taro-based dough that you felt, this is really great, people are going to love this? Because I can imagine that early attempts may have been like too doughy, too sticky. What was that process like?
Absolutely. It honestly took years. It took years of just being a nice side project for us. And we really wanted to nail a donut that we could serve made to order and hot, work with specific equipment. And we wanted it to kind of taste in between a cake and a raised donut. And I think we've kind of hit the mark on that. The taro kind of elevates it a little bit past what your regular cake donut would be. So it's nice and light and crisp.
The other thing about the donuts is they're very beautiful to look at. I mean, they all, when I see them, they all have like a little personality of their own. They're seasonal. What kind of things do you have for the holidays? I would imagine this is one of the most fun times of the year to play around with local ingredients and color.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we actually just wrapped up doing a Thanksgiving box, which was just incredible. We had kombucha squash, we had Kona coffee in there, all sorts of exotic ingredients. We frequently do a donut called the L&L that utilizes finger lime caviar on top of citrus lime curd. But for the holidays, to be honest with you, we haven't crafted that box yet. My sister is kind of the master on that front, and she is currently working on developing some new flavors that will be special for the holiday season.
I can't wait to see that box, all full of like reds and greens and Hawaii and a little donut box. We're talking with Niall Dreiling. He's the co-owner of Holy Grail Donuts. If you haven't yet had the pleasure of tasting Holy Grail and their amazing products, you'll find them down at Ward. That is a beautiful food truck, Niall.
You guys must be very proud of that.
Very
much so, yeah.
Tell us when you're there, what times and what days.
Absolutely. We are open Tuesday through Sunday. And Tuesday through Thursday, we are open from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Friday and Saturday, we are 7 a.m. all the way to 9 p.m. And then Sunday is back at 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Now, we should let people know, too, because the new year is fast approaching, that while you do have this wonderful food truck, you are going to be opening a bricks and mortar store over there in Kaka'ako. How is that coming along?
It's coming along. We have a very beautiful space right next to Whole Foods that we're working on. We are expected to launch that early next spring, and we may actually have a fun surprise or two up our sleeves in the upcoming month in regards to getting a storefront out a little quicker than that as well.
Ooh, that would be great. You are going to be opening your donut shop in a donut-spaced environment, and people will know what I mean when they go in and see the shape and the size of the. It's going to be, I think, really tremendous. Niall, I'm so interested in the philosophy. I mentioned at the beginning that it's not just donuts; it's a whole philosophy that you and your sister feel very strongly about. Was that something that you always wanted to do together, to build a business that was doing something really positively for the planet? Because even your drinks are plant-based, right, for the most part?
Absolutely. It's all plant-based. We use fully compostable packaging. We've created the world's first compostable donut box. We essentially, our worlds collided after we realized that we were both pursuing very similar passions in food industry and agricultural industry. And when we naturally just came together, we were just able to create a product that was a little more meaningful to us than simply selling a regular donut. We treat every single donut as a piece of art.
And they really are. If you want more evidence of this and of the fantastic brand that Niall has created, then go to the website, holygraildonuts.com, where you can see some things I hasten to add might be great Christmas presents. So lots of T-shirts and other branded things are there on the website. And, of course, you can find out how to order online. You know, before we let you go, give us, for people who haven't been, we love to do this, like make the radio almost tasteable. Give us a, what would you advise if I was coming up this morning and said, Niall, give me a box of donuts that really showcase who you are. Which ones would you put in there?
Oh my gosh, they're all amazing. But I would highly suggest you try our 4-pack, which is kind of our chef's tasting box. And that has all rotating 4 flavors of the day. If you came by today, we have a brand new flavor called Pineapple Express, which is fresh local pineapple with fresh Thai basil on top. That one is incredible.
Wow.
We also have a chocolate crunch donut, which is chocolate all the way from Lydgate Farms in Kauai. It's single origin chocolate, and we top it off with Will Lydgate's local cacao nibs as well. So that's like very different. It's a very different chocolate donut experience, as it really tastes like a high-end chocolate bar.
You know what? The next time someone calls in sick at the food truck and you need someone to work there, I want to come and volunteer to work there for a day, because I can't think of anything more fun than assembling those gorgeous little plant-based donuts. They're just like wee bundles of joy. You can find the amazing yellow food truck of Holy Grail right down there at Ward Center. You can find them right behind Ginza Sushi. That's the easiest way to say that. And just follow the line. That's all I would say. Niall, it's lovely chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time out to be with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
You're so welcome. You can find more out about Niall, Holy Grail Donuts, and the philosophy of their amazing company at holygraildonuts.com. All right, we are going to go and take a short break. We will be right back. You're listening to Radio Mojo Plus. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Radio Mojo Plus, we do this every Thursday morning, bringing the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii. And, of course, this morning we took a rather serious note, letting you know about the National Commercial Rent Survey. We will have the details of that up on our website at Radio Mojo Hawaii shortly, so you can go there. And because I didn't have enough time to tell you about some of the most fantastic wines to buy for the next coming weeks, if you also go to Radio Mojo Hawaii, they're up there. Chris Rommel, when he joined us 2 weeks ago, gave us some great recommendations, and I went and got all of them to try. And I have to say, he recommended this Sirocco Moscato as one of the best Moscato d'Asti's that you'll ever taste. That were his words. I went and got it, and I can tell you it is a beautiful, beautiful wine. There are several others there, including the lovely Lokalani Prosecco from Maui, which is really a gorgeous, if you don't want it for yourself, a beautiful holiday gift for the season. So We're almost out of time, but it's always fun to talk about donuts, right, Bobby? Whenever you start talking about donuts, people are just like, yes, I'm going to go. Even Tiff was, I'm off for a box right now. We're off for a box of Holy Grail donuts, and I hope you make the trek over there at Ward, spy that yellow food truck, and go ahead and do the same, because it really is, you know, they're a company, they're going places, that company, I can tell you. It's not just the donuts, it's the philosophy and how they do their work, and it's just a pleasure to have people like that in Hawaii, don't you think?
They kind of live it. You know, you get that just talking to them. They're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk.
No, indeed, it's really fun. Next week, too, we're going to... Oh, by the way, if you texted in and if you went to our website and if you did all the things to join our contest today, then we're going to pull that at the end of the show, and we'll let you know if you're the winner for the gift certificate to DK Restaurant Group. And next week, we'll have another one for $50. These are perfect to put into someone's Christmas stocking. They're red. They come with all the menus for all the restaurants, so they're a great little gift if you don't want to use it for yourself. So join us next week for that. And we're going to be talking to Martha Cheng next week. Martha writes, she is not just a writer, a food writer for Honolulu Magazine, but she also has been a chef and worked at some of the top restaurants here and nationally. And I'm really looking forward to talking to her about her perspective on what's happening in the food scene in Hawaii, because while we do know a lot of places are struggling, there are still the indomitable spirit of the restaurant industry in Hawaii. It just can't be tamed. And for you, Bobby, well, we just have to say good luck to everyone on a Saturday, and may this roller coaster ride of sports continue.
Yeah, well, it'll continue on Saturday. Past that, what can you know?
What do you do? Okay, we want to thank everyone who joined us this morning, Ryan Tanaka and Niall Drayling. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you next time on Radio Mojo Plus.
Radio Mojo Plus on ESPN Honolulu was brought to you by Pieology Pizzeria and by Southern Glazier's Wines and Spirits, proud supporters of the food and beverage industry in Hawaii.